Try it now.
Okay, can you hear us now?
Yep.
Okay. So this is May 20th, 2020, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence to remember our first responders during this pandemic period.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Hey, Jamie, the master volume on the far right bottom box, turn that down a little bit. That's what's giving us the feedback. There you go.
Thank you. Okay, now a moment of silence. Thank you very much. So, first item, even before presentation of minutes, there's been an update to information for the agenda, specifically the agenda item in under old business, Mr. Mack requesting to place a camper on his property. We've spent the last 2 weeks working through the health and safety issues. We've gotten a clean bill of health from the county health department, who went out to inspect his septic arrangements. But we found out yesterday that he has now agreed with a neighbor to sell the property, so the other considerations are no longer relevant. Therefore, I would ask, if there's no discussion by the committee, for a motion to table that from tonight's agenda to a future agenda if and as needed.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that adjusted agenda, we would move on to presentation of the minutes. Any comments on the minutes? Or a motion to accept the minutes of the Township Committee meeting on May 6, 2020?
I'll make that motion to approve the regular minute meetings of May 6, 2020.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And now we would open the meeting to public comment, limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open?
I'm moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Those of you who may have dialed in, you would need to press star 6 to unmute, and then just reminding you, this call is recorded and will be posted on the website promptly. If anyone has a comment, please identify yourself, name, and road. Hearing none.
I'll make a motion to close public comments.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So the first item of business is the introduction of our capital ordinance. Last meeting, we passed our annual budget. In that annual budget, we had budgeted $700,000 for capital. The ordinance in front of us allocates $675,000 of that for DPW purposes of road resurfacing, chip and seal, acquisition of 2 pickup trucks, as well as for the fire department, major upgrading of our third ambulance to bring it up to standards for state certification, and a command vehicle and some other gear that needs to be that's become obsolete that needs to be replaced, and then for our police department, a SUV vehicle and body cameras. Total amount of that is $675,000. These were all listed out in our budget. First, is there any discussion on the capital ordinance? Otherwise, the way that we will have this as the first reading and introduce this would be through Resolution 40-2020, noting that the public hearing for this would be on 3rd of June 2020 at 7 p.m. That's correct, isn't it, Karen?
Yes, it is.
This doesn't need 2 meetings? Okay, thank you. So, any discussion, or is there a motion to pass Resolution 40-2020?
I'll make a motion to pass the resolution 40-2020, passing ordinance 2020-05. Is that correct?
Yep.
Public hearing to be held June 3rd, 2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have a resolution 41-2020. This is from related to the Green Acres grant that we received from the State of New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, whereby we have a project number 1019-17054 called Lebanon Township Preservation Priorities. Previously, we obtained a grant under that of $500,000, which was used to last, I guess now, more than a year ago for the Helio acquisition. And we have now received another $350,000 of funding, and this resolution allows the mayor to execute the documents required for this grant, as well as certifies that we have the matching share, or will provide matching share of $350,000 against the $350,000 grant from Green Acres. We have that money available in our open space trust fund, but we also have the option, the ability, as we've done in the past, to get matching grants from the county and other sources also for that matching grant amount. Any discussion on resolution 41-2020? Or a motion?
I'll make a motion to pass resolution 41-2020 to the Department of Environmental Protection Green Acres Program enabling resolution.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So that takes us to old business, where we would start with an update on the COVID-19 situation. Just a couple of background points here. Lebanon Township, is from, I think it was the day before yesterday, is the last update that I was able to see from the county, town by town. We've been flat at 14 cases reported in our township for, I think, even since the last meeting that we had, so almost 2 weeks. We continue to show zero deaths. A little bit of background information. Yesterday at the governor's press conference, he called out Hunterdon County generally because there was a spike in the reported cases. And he called out Hunterdon County to say, you know, I don't think he uses the word knuckleheads, but he said, you guys got to do better up there. Well, it's now been reported we're actually doing better up here. The vast majority of the cases from that spike came from the prison that's in Lebanon, in Hunterdon County, as well as another state long-term care facility. And those only came about because they hadn't been tested previously, and now they finally got around to testing those people, and so it's a sort of a statistical artifact. But that doesn't minimize the fact that we still have COVID in the general public, and it's still a great concern, so we keep socially distancing and following all the hygiene standards that are recommended. That being said, businesses are slowly starting to be allowed to resume. I learned this afternoon that the Hunterdon County, for example, next Tuesday, May 26th, is bringing back all employees and opening the buildings to the public with modified procedures. In cases where the buildings are too small to accommodate social distancing of large numbers of, or of even significant numbers of people, they may have officers at the door to limit how many people can come in, only, you know, one or two people at a time. They will also be putting up plexiglass and other protective devices to protect the employees and the public. Different procedures of disinfecting and the like will be implemented to keep employees and the public safe. So we are also monitoring that closely, and we will also, as soon as practical, be following and bringing our building back up step by step. Do you want to add any COVID update at this time?
It would be my report, but I might as well do it now. Yeah. I think that we should have another meeting on Wednesday with regards to possibly opening up town hall here, you know, Bevy or in that meeting and DPW, because there's things that we need to address in the township, in this building. One is the sliding glass doors can no longer be sliding glass. They, you know, we have to probably retrofit them with a plexiglass where you can go underneath where there's no contact. So, and we have to do that to pretty much protect the staff and the public. We're going to be obligated. I got a memo from Statewide Insurance. We're going to be obligated as a township, not only to protect our township employees, but also the public in general. How they protect it when they come in? Well, the one way is the glass. So we're going to have to probably, you know, change things around until they lift the ban completely, where no member of the public would be coming in unless they had by appointment and stuff like that. Supplies, I've spoke to Warren on supplies. He ordered masks. He said should be coming in. I'm going to contact the OEM to see OEM director, what's his name?
Joe Marizzi.
Yeah, I think I remember the name. With regards to getting us supplies as well. We're going to have a lot of Lysol, Clorox type of wipes. And I'm going to ask the committee to increase the cleaning crew to three times a week or twice a week in the building here. They're doing the police department three times a week and possibly, going to DPW and going into those offices and clean them twice a week to sanitize them. So it's going to be a completely different procedure for us. And then we'll make the decision, basically, when we should open up Town Hall to the public, which would be the committee's decision anyway. But I will update you further as the mayor updates me from the county.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of basically that I've been hearing is, well, the county hasn't opened up yet. Now the county is opening. And they seem to be opening up full-fledged. So we're going to have to eventually open up here as well. That's it for now. So,
also, Wednesdays we have a call with the governor's office for Hunterdon, Sussex, and Warren County, and they were strongly suggesting that in the next 48 hours we may see some relaxation of the limit of 10 people for gatherings outdoors. They're starting to be very clear that outdoor gatherings will be handled differently than indoor gatherings, obviously for ventilation and the like. A lot of this is coming from the request to be able to hold funerals and other types of events outdoors, religious events and the like. We expect to get. For some reason, weddings aren't high on their list, but I'm not sure what that is. But at any rate, we're seeing a gradual relaxation of the restrictions. Some businesses are starting to open, and I think day by day we'll be getting more. We need to keep following the executive orders that are coming out of Trenton. Any other comments anyone would like to make on COVID?
Well, then the question, and maybe I don't know where we have this coming up, this is probably the best conversation then at this point. Since that's the case, is it, while I know zoning and planning are a little different, should we reach out to our library, museum, historians, EOSC, that they can meet if they want to meet at the pavilion outdoors? Is that a potential thing that we can inform them of?
I think we need to wait to see how the exact executive order is written, because we've also seen sometimes they're, like this week when they admit this, they allow auto dealerships and several things and bicycle shops, and then they immediately get the question, well, what about a boat dealer? Oh, we didn't put boat dealer in. No reason it couldn't be, but it's not. And so we'll have to see exactly how they say that.
Okay.
The significant challenge as well is, as anyone may know, if you can tell, we're physically together in this room. I'm talking to the people who are either on the recording or listening. But there are less than 10 of us in this room. This room could accommodate some more people, but the limit currently is only 10 people gathering. The question keeps coming up, and I'm looking at our municipal attorney to some extent as well. A planning board requires more than 10 people just to have the board before the actual people are in the room. How do we...
Yeah, and the planning board, and we've had this in our municipal attorney calls, the other issue with the planning board is a lot of the applications involve testimony and credibility and public input. And, you can presume a lot of things are routine, but... There are once a year there's an application that draws 20, 30, 40, 50 people who all want to be heard. So we have been month to month kind of just pushing everything, and there's been an uneasy peace with the developers and statewide and the applicants, the professionals and everybody thinking that there's going to be daylight soon.
Mm-hmm.
And unless that happens, there's already in most towns a backlog that's been created for
So unless
supposedly June, and now it looks like July, and possibly July.
Unless, again, depending on how the executive order comes out, and if it's feasible that we have in our park pavilion, which can handle many more people, and it's outdoors, if we have a meeting there. But for the time being, it just shows things are still in a state of flux.
There are places that conduct public meetings outdoors on occasion. It's not, you know,
and
prohibition against it.
Public bidding opening outdoors. The things have moved outdoors.
Yes. My wife's a QPA. Yeah, I know that. She's out on the front of the building on the steps.
Well, I guess then, depending on when in the 48 hours or so this comes out, depending on what it is, and, you know, because it's going to be between now and our next meeting, is to distribute to us, and then can we then distribute to who we're liaisons for to say, this has been changed, you can have a meeting, but it has to be at the park or, you know, outdoors in that fashion. I mean, is that an appropriate statement?
So at an outdoor event, like Mark's talking about, is there a number?
That's what we have
to
wait
and
see.
That's what we're going to see.
I'm sure, well, I shouldn't say I'm sure of anything. I don't know if there'll be an absolute cap or if it will be as long as your 6 feet, you're able to maintain 6 foot distances.
Right.
It's hard to say how they're going to
word
that. They also, by the way, for anyone who's watching, and this will be coming up later, high school graduations, they're saying very clearly in the next 48 hours they will be given guidance as to how those can be handled in the next weeks. There's always a lot of pushback on that.
Plus, one thing we really have to be cognitive of is the fact that our operational equipment, meaning our supplies, if they, like we have to know how many masks we have by a certain time, because if we can't get them and then we run out of masks, our DPW don't have any masks, then we're going to be back to, so we're going to have to keep a track and inventory constantly of, cleaning.
You mentioned that we would have a new different obligation in the municipal building. So with that obligation obviously comes some liabilities, I would assume. And now we're responsible not only for our employees but for the general public that may come in here. So will there be guidance or a sign or something that allows the public to understand what's needed of them to come into this building?
We probably would have to do something like that, but here's what I would say. I mean, right now, the members of the public, we should just let them stay in the vestibule, and anybody that would come out, if it would be myself, the clerk.
To me, the vestibule is so small.
We need a sign that says one.
And you'll have that.
That's what I'm getting at.
We
have to have general directions.
And there will be that. You know, there'll be little, signs that we have out in the front door, one, maybe by appointment, calling up, letting us know they're coming. I mean, but you don't want to stop people from just coming,
I get it.
So
we'll have a line forms here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How is the cleaning going to be handled, this extra cleaning?
Well, I got to speak to them to see what they would charge us per day.
So we're using our existing cleaning?
Yeah, that's who they're using downstairs.
Yeah.
Patriot.
And that's the place to start, I think.
So I wanted to back up one more time. You had said that the department downstairs is having 3 days a week of cleaning.
Right.
Would you recommend that up here as well?
I think twice a week is fine here. If we're going to be limited in staff, and right now people can employees can work remotely from home, but we need to be cognizant of ourselves,
Mm-hmm.
We should wipe things down as well upon leaving your office or whatever, stuff like that, doorknobs and, but right now, I would say twice a week because today, I was here myself. I mean, there was nobody else here. On Monday, it was myself and the tax collector. And I'm sure when Karen's here, it's just Karen and then just a deputy clerk. She's here by herself. So we're really distancing ourselves and
I think downstairs it's a similar number of people in a much smaller area.
Yeah.
And they're moving, changing.
Points of contact.
Well, they're going out and dealing with the public and then coming back into the building.
Exactly.
The other concern I have, when our DPW staff starts to come back, I think there's a lot of management we can do with the building, but it's two guys riding in a pickup truck. They're shoulder to shoulder.
Right.
That's a concern, getting the proper workforce to point A as efficiently as we can. So
that's what Jamie referred to, that we're having meetings with Warren. And okay. Warren yeah. has ideas of...
Okay.
It turns out it's not that impractical to just have one person per truck. When they're
whatever. It just was a concern I had.
Assign them a vehicle.
Yeah. We don't trailer, for example. We don't trailer our backhoe. We drive our backhoe, so that's one person, then a truck, then a dump truck. And
okay.
Warren seems to believe that that can be...
I'm sure he'll have the right ideas.
Yeah, but that's the kind of management okay. discussions that we're...
Hopefully it'll lighten things up really soon.
Yep. Should we take this out of order? Related to the COVID update, sure. Mark has a technology proposal for us, and I turn it completely over.
Okay. So I talked to Warren about this because I didn't want to put the committee just to make sure that he was comfortable with it. But there's a paperwork there on this GPS unit. It's something that the company I work for installs. It's become because a lot of buildings now have this clean air initiative on everything that they can do to be preventative and do whatever they can to improve air quality. So what actually is also there is a quote from the manufacturer. It's what my company would buy this product for. So if we could buy buy these for our buildings, and Warren said he could install them. I'd walk through with him on one of them to make sure he understood it all. And the museum is a little bit different unit, so I'll install those. Just like I say, because they're a little bit different.
Could you just back up a moment and tell us?
I'll get to that.
Related to COVID?
But I just where it came. So basically, what these devices do is they're marketed for cleaning air, for improving air quality. They have multi-functions. Basically, they create ions in the airstream. Ions are what, if you go outside after a lightning storm and you feel how fresh the air is and it's kind of been cleaned, it generates ions. It also high voltage creates ozone, but the majority of what it does is create ions. If you go near like rapids, waterfalls, that generates the static that's created there, also creates ions. And it helps clean the air. It helps get rid of VOCs in the air. It helps bind particulate matter together, what they call agglomeration. And it, because of the function of what the ion does, is it will actually strip the oxygen and the hydrogen out of the elements, out of the VOCs, out of the bacterias, out of viruses, and deactivate the virus that's in the air, be it COVID, be it flu, be it any other virus type. And basically when this device is installed in the air handler, so it needs air motion at the fans, they last in the air before they're affected by either dust, bacteria, all these items, you know, walls, surfaces, anything like that, about 60 seconds, and they're a continuous flow. There's in the paperwork I gave you is basically information on it, also basically a little a study on why healthy buildings need ions and why just in general. And so, you know, it's a becoming basically because of this has become my life for the past 3 weeks, just quoting corporate, because they're preparing. Most of the corporations are looking at June 1st as their day. They're opening up in some fashion or another, and they want to be prepared to tell their people that are coming in there that they've done what they can do to provide a cleaner work environment for them. And this is just one of those avenues that it did. As a side note, this product is actually what's installed in the White House in their air handlers there. So, and it's has been popular and used in operating rooms and operating room systems for years. It's been around for about 10 years. It's just really, this has brought it to the forefront a lot. So, so basically, you know, because of my opportunity to be able to get it and get it at cost, I'm given the opportunity here to be able to buy it, and Warren can install it. And like I said, I'll take care of the museum ones. Just, and if the committee wanted to do that, and I broke it out in the quote, what each building requires, because the municipal building has 5 air handlers, station 3 has 3, the library has 1, DPW building has 1, and the museum has the 2 PTAC units.
$354 cost for each unit, a little less for the museum. So if we outfitted all of our air handlers, that would be a total of $4,100.
Really? You look at the number, and it just seems well worth it,
the labor
for what it will do. You know?
We have a qualified purchasing agent, so our quote threshold is a little over $6,000. Yeah. So we can trust that, you know, if we're told that these are at cost, we can spend up to that without further study.
I think when you look at the 4143, is a reasonable cost extended at all our buildings that the township owns. Just a reasonable cost.
And I think it's something we can do to help the employee and the public safety.
So this would be library? And
yep, the library has 1 unit there. Yep, DPW has 1 building, or 1 unit. Station 3 has 3 units. That doesn't have any air handlers that can be stationed, you know, and the other, the old station that really isn't used anymore, I don't see a value in spending money at this point on that.
Yeah. It's certainly not open to the public. And
exactly. So
my only question is, it's your company?
It's the company I work for that sells.
I just want to hear from Matt. Is there any conflict of interest?
Yeah, I wouldn't vote on it if I
were. No, I don't plan on voting. I'm bringing attention. I'm not going to vote on it. I'm just.
Has the purchasing agent been looped in on the quote?
No, not yet. I just was asked to get the state statute, which is 40.
Yeah, because it's 3,500 without one, right? Or 4,000 now.
What's that?
The quote threshold without a QPA
is 2,500.
Okay.
So
that's a question.
What a QPA is this? I'll just read what I. If this helps any. Because in this scenario where the projected cost is below 50% of the QPA bid threshold, $6,000, this is what I sent to the mayor. The township would be required to obtain 2 quotes if it's over the $6,000. And you can see NJSA 40A:11-6A. But I could run it by him tomorrow.
Well, that's it. We're going to need to run it through the QPA in order to get that. And Mark, obviously, Committeeman Law, you can't participate in this. And
no. And I don't care. You won't get another quote, but I'm just telling you, it's you're not going to get it.
Let me just ask
better.
This question: do you get any kind of commission for this at all?
Nope, none whatsoever. Never gotten a commission ever. I'm actually still an hourly employee.
Okay, that was my next question.
I'll run it by the
No.
I'll run it by the QPA tomorrow morning from over there.
So unless there are any other technical matters that we should know, I mean, I think the motion that would be before us would be to acquire the 12 units subject to approval by the QPA. Discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes. Karen, were you able to hear the vote just for the minutes?
Yes. Okay. I just want to verify it was McKee Wonder for motion and second?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm together. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so then back to the. Did you give your full administrator update, or did you have anything else?
The only thing else I have on here. Well, I had the ionizer on here. I'm going to be next week, Matt. I have to go over the policy procedure manual for the police department. I have some questions for you there, and then I'm going to next week try to start up the CWO negotiations again. I've done negotiations now on Zoom. I'm pretty good at it now, so I feel confident. But I want to, with the township committee's approval, I really want to try to get this thing settled if we can. I will reach out to them and see if they would like to do a meeting with regards to settling the contract. And then that's it. I mean, I have other stuff, but it's all the stuff that working on.
Okay. Then, unless anyone else has any other old business, I'm mixing the order of the lot here, but on the new business, first item of new business in our budget passed last meeting, we allocated $80,000 as our annual donation to the Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department. In light of the potential, our cash flow for the township is adequate today, but everyone should know that, actually, it's a good time to say it, the CFO has sort of let us know that with the state extending its fiscal year, the state hasn't said when the payments from the state, for example, our energy receipt tax revenue, will be coming in. Normally, that would all be in, I guess, by September or by July 30th, and now it may be stretched to September, so we don't know what that cash flow is going to be. So the CFO has asked if we can just be careful of non-time-sensitive expenditures. In keeping with that, the fire department has asked for 50%, so $40,000 donation at this time, and then later in the year, as things smooth out, they would ask for the other $40,000. Unless there's any discussion.
I think we've done that before, too.
We may have.
Yeah.
Is there a motion to approve a $40,000 payment to the Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department as part of an annual donation?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, also related to the fire department, they have a piece of equipment called a mini pumper, sometimes also called the TAC 19. For some time now, that's been discussed that it's no longer fits into the. It's gotten older. It would require certain upgrades. Typically not used by the fire department. Our DPW department, it's owned by the township, used by the fire department. Our DPW department for some time has tried to evaluate whether it could have any use for them. And the current recommendation from our fire department and DPW department is to put it out for surplus sale. So the request or the motion would be to put the mini pumper out for surplus sale.
Would we be able to give the fire department that money then?
Well, it would be the township money. We can allocate it
right
back to them, but that's a future decision. Mm-hmm. You know.
Only makes sense to me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. In fact, if you look in their budget requests, they actually suggested that they would either, if they sell it, they would donate it back. They would somehow compensate us, but it turns out we're actually selling it, so we offset future cash.
Yeah, so, yeah. I just got to get the specs from them.
So is there a motion to...
I'll make that motion that we put the mini pumper TAC 19 in a surplus sale.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And next on the agenda is the banner for the Voorhees High School senior graduates. I turn that over to Committee Woman.
Yeah, you probably saw the newsletter listing of the 8th graders and the Voorhees High School graduates. We were all approached. We got the email from Joanne Suter Letters about putting something out there because it's a tough year for these kids. And we talked about a banner for the high school kids only because they're not going to get a chance to repeat the prom or any of that kind of stuff, whereas the 8th graders, they will get that chance, God willing. So we said we would settle on a banner for just the, if it's approved. So this was the final proof. Actually, it's not really approved, but it's the colors will be the colors of the Viking, crimson and gold, with the gold logo.
Now, I just read that the CDC says that the coronavirus doesn't really stay on surfaces as we pass this along.
Well, I did read today 72 hours.
Nobody really knows.
So nobody really knows.
Lebanon Township celebrates Voorhees High School senior class of 2020. We are so proud of you. It's very nice.
Yeah. So I did get a quote from Joanne Suter Letters uses a firm, Second Impressions, to do all of the Memorial Park stuff and everything. So I got a quote from him, $95 for a two-sided banner, which I thought we could put out here on posts.
For the people on the phone, that would be
a... Could you repeat that, please? Wait, I didn't really hear you. Who did you get it from? The
Second
quote?
Impressions is...
Uh-huh.
The Friends of Memorial Park use them a lot for banners.
Okay.
For the park. So I sent it over there, and I had them give me a quote, and he's got the artwork and everything. He's got a proof ready and everything. So if we go forward, 2 days, 3 days.
And the cost was?
$95.
Well, how big a banner?
3x8.
Wow. $95.
Maybe we can do the other school, too, then.
And so the banner, would, how big is the banner?
3x8.
8 feet?
3x8 feet. And you can get the posts that you go with, so we can put it over here. Then what I thought is we would take a picture of it and then just put it on all the various social media pages. I was afraid if we get one and put it at the library, it's going to get stolen.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be better to have it over here.
Maybe we spend a day at the end of the thing down there.
You know, just somebody in the class of 2020, you know, is going to want that.
When a puddle's there or
as
something.
A souvenir.
You know,
yeah,
it, yeah, put it in the puddle.
No one will take
about,
it. I think it's a good idea.
So, I mean, it's one of those years where I just...
I agree.
So where does it go in the end?
Where does it go in the end?
Yeah.
You said down next to the Funvale Library.
I like, you know, that's the traffic.
Next year we'll just get a number one.
Yeah, you're going to say...
I think it's...
Yeah, you get one of the students, they want it.
They need something, you know.
Well, that's it. It's the least we can do.
So is there a motion to approve the banner designed by Committee Woman Kohler?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 And I don't benefit from it in any way.
So. Even I don't get the vote. Where I live, I was a Viking, so.
Any other new business on the committee?
I did check again with the food pantry. They're doing very well. They got restocked on time. A lot of nice meats. And what they've been doing is not letting the people into the building, but being outside with setups with packaging and stuff for them like that.
Same hours as...
Yeah, everything.
And side note that, while this is, you know, the charity my wife and daughter-in-law started just got approved as a food pantry, so hopefully in the next 2-3 weeks we'll be open in the food pantry that we have, the property they have on Route 31, where the old urgent medical care was across from EMP.
Oh, by Anderson.
Yeah. So we occupy that space also.
Oh,
and that's going to be a food pantry and a giving center. So we just got the food pantry, approvals. So, yeah, no.
Would that be connected with the Hunter at all? Or it's,
through Norwest Cap.
Okay.
Yep. So, but, yeah, it's, you know, we've planned on a lot of volunteers and there wasn't any volunteers to help us set it up. It was pretty much the four of us. So, but there'll be, there's, you know, very little food pantry activity up in this northern section in the Warren area. So that was a big reason for it, is that to have more access, especially because that's right on the border of Warren and Hunter.
Any other new business? And then we're off to presentation of vouchers.
I don't have any, I guess.
I have to go first. I'm over
here. But I don't have any.
You can't stop being number one.
Right? I know. Yeah, I used to. I already know.
Okay. I have one here for Jesco for labor to repair the... one of the trucks that they're using for the $23,190.35. I've got one for the Chevrolet Silverado four-wheel drive regular cab with stainless steel dump body from National Auto Fleet Group for $84,303.93.
That's a brand new truck that
yes,
we ordered last year.
No repairs.
No, no.
Yeah. And I have one from Old Castle Precast for some inlet bases with knockouts for the catch basins. And a couple of those. Another one for... Did I get...
No, I don't think it is.
It's my chin. $1,014 for three inlet bases with knockouts. And then there are three more inlet bases with knockouts for $1,014. And then we have Hoffman Services for, these were vehicle lifts, inspection on vehicle lifts, air compressor, batteries, labor, $3,160. Rick Allen's Auto Repair, labor to repair the Ford pickup truck, two of those, $2,994.18, two times. And that's it.
I have one for New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan, the May benefits for active and one retired employee, $32,549.75.
Fuel prices have dropped too much. I don't have anything to read.
I have one here for Gephardt and Kiefer for the general services rendered for April in the amount of $2,084.
So the total voucher list is $156,005.76. Is there a motion to accept the voucher list?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Number one.
Number one, roll call.
Yes.
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 I don't have the agenda in the paper. That's why I keep going back to the one. Did you guys get a copy of the agenda?
Is that our spots? Should have been at your spot.
It wasn't, so I was going through the paper, and that's why
Run.
It keeps closing out on me.
Oh, that's right.
correspondence?
I have nothing to add.
Okay. The curator's report has been put in the record, which takes us to public comment. There'd be a motion to open a public comment.
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, any member of the public who would like to make a comment on any topic, please identify yourself. You will have to hit *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. Please identify yourself and the road that you're on.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Hi, everyone. This is Joanne, and I would just like to say thank you for taking into consideration the awardees, graduating seniors, and helping them celebrate through this incredible and unusual time. So just wanted to hop on again and just say thank you. I appreciate it. And I know the parents and the students of Lebanon Township will be very much appreciated as well.
And thank you very much for bringing it to our attention and for everything you do for the township.
Well, you're quite welcome. Have a great night, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Any other resident, please identify or comment. Public member of the public, please identify yourself.
Yes, this is Jean Lang. I'm at 106 Muskinet Con River Road.
Yes.
I had originally asked this question when the schools were closed about a month ago, asking what savings we could expect on our property tax, as the school tax is about 90% of our quite high property tax. I wrote a letter that was read at the last committee meeting where I fleshed out my questions in a little bit more detail. And I'm wondering at this point, has there been any action on that? Has the school board given you a revised budget? Or do you plan to take this up with the state?
Briefly, there are actually weekly calls that I'm on with a representative of the state governor's office. There are also county calls. And the guidance that we've gotten is that there's no reduction in education costs, and they're still evaluating next year's budget. So the budget that was recently passed by, for example, Voorhees High School was for flat tax raising, but no reductions, and I don't believe at this point they know what the enhanced procedures and the like will be. They have to spread out their students. They don't know what those costs will be, but there's no reason to anticipate reduced costs. And I believe that the same for our local schools. The local schools increased their tax levy by 2%, and on their cost discussion, it's under evaluation, but I don't expect any reduction in cost. But as we said last week, I mean, that's we can't give you any justification, any color on that. That's the school board, which is completely separate from us. All we can do is ask your question.
I'm just curious, didn't the school board clarify that? I mean, I can't understand.
Well, they don't submit their budget to us, though.
Did you ask them, or
I think that's the...
They've had public budget hearing. They've had public budget hearings.
That's what she should.
Which I believe are available on recordings and the like.
Yeah, they should be, because I was on them. So.
But we have no comment on their budgets.
I mean, the only thing we worked with them on is that grace period, that they were willing to take the payment later so that we could put the grace period in. That's what we really have control over with that.
Yep.
Yeah, years ago, if the budget was defeated, it came to the governing body. Right. I sat through this, but we don't have that role anymore. In the new format, if they keep it under the cap, it doesn't even go to the voters, nor does it come to the governing body.
So, Gene, I appreciate that.
Okay, but just out of personal feeling, then doesn't it strike you as a little strange that the schools aren't open, there's no electricity, there's no heat? Are we paying the janitors and the cafeteria workers and the administrators, the bus drivers full time? I mean, the buses haven't been running now, won't be running for a third of the year. Does that personally strike you strange that there's no reduction?
I think our personal view is not appropriate here. And we have no comment on how they run their operation.
You're right. I'm sorry. You are absolutely right. I misspoke. Do your views as the five people who are as a committee that to protect the homeowners from unnecessary, these are incredibly high property taxes, and if the main thing that's generating those high property taxes is not happening now, I might assume by your role in the government that you would seek to communicate that point, if not to the school board, to our state legislatures. I guess that's why I was asking, do you personally think that that's a little odd? So I take back the personally part.
And that's what I was going to say. We understand your fair point that we are in a position to advocate for the public, and we do, but we also, by state law, we have no control ultimately to influence them on that budget.
I think most of us have had that thought, but in reality, is that actually going to happen? My personal opinion would be not very likely, but hopefully there'll be some kind of relief. But it's going to be, that would have to be pushed, I think, from higher level government officials or a lawsuit type environment for anything like that to happen.
And just to be clear,
sorry.
I would say just to be clear, while schools are one discussion on the various calls that I'm on, and the part of the discussion is what about someone who's got a liquor license and has now been shut down for a fourth of the year? Should they have to pay 12 months of that license? And various questions like that. And the state, number one, needs the money. The high schools, the local schools need the money. So right now there's no ability to have that discussion.
I think it's just too early yet.
That's true, too.
Because there's been so lack of meetings and so much gray area out there yet that might be something that might come around yet. But at this point, I think it's premature.
Well, the other thing is the schools aren't shut down. There's no HVAC shut down. They're still running heat. They have to run heat. If they don't run heat, they're going to grow mold in those schools, and it'll be far more expensive. So all the air conditioning that they have, any air conditioning, any heating, any ventilation, any pumps, all the equipment's still running. They still have a guy going there that has a boiler seal, that does the inspections, does the, you know. So there's still costs there. They're not these huge costs that are disappearing. And because they don't know where we're going to be opening up in September, if how, what other mechanisms they're going to need to put into place, I think they need their... They're looking at, okay, this is the money we have to work with. I think, quite frankly, we should be glad that they're not saying they need more.
You know what I'm concerned about, too, this $9 billion that they want to borrow, down at the state level that could affect us with taxes getting higher just from the municipal standpoint. So that's another thing, Gene, if you want to write a letter about that, that might be good, too.
Well, and I guess that was my point in the letter, that I kind of feel that you guys are the ones, like, between the, you're the next level up. I'm just a mere citizen. You guys are the committee speaking for the whole township. So therefore, Senator Doherty, or who's the other one who was big into the property taxes, DeMeo?
John DeMeo, yep.
I think it was DeMeo.
And Eric like Peterson. Or
I can't call his office and say this to him. So therefore, and I guess that's where the word personally came from, like, if you all feel this way, I understand what you're saying, Marcus, that the schools have to be open, but, like, Governor Cuomo said that maybe this whole situation will require us to look at schools and the funding of them in a totally different way, because just a heads up, the state has already said the property tax rebates are not coming, and that also means that most likely the senior freeze program will be off this year. So a lot of seniors who've been used to be paying like $3,000 will all of a sudden have to pay $8,000. And so this could be a major problem, and it has been a major problem. So maybe I'm looking at the bright side of something good that can come out of the pandemic. Maybe you all in that position might be ambassadors for pushing, let's look at a new way to do this, and everybody will be happier. Because frankly, $18,000 per kid to educate them, it's a lot. We could hire a private tutor for each one of them. Anyway, something to think about. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Oh,
go ahead. I'm sorry, I might have stepped over someone. If someone else is trying to make a comment, please identify yourself. And again, press star 6 to unmute yourself if you're trying to make a comment. Hearing no further comments, is there a motion to close the public comment?
I'll make a motion to close the public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 We have no topics tonight for executive session.